This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another exciting opportunity for you to catch up on what's going on with the Dougs and the Dougettes. The Dougette in this hour of the program is Jennifer Horn, long-time Dougette. Sounds like something. Dig it? Do you dig it? Do you dig it? Doug Steffen here with a... I'm looking at some of the stories from the trades today, the radio trades, and I'm also looking, I belong to a group of old, it's called Radio Memory Lane. For those of us who have been doing this for a long, a lot of great names, blasts from the past, I'm maybe one of the few people that belong to this group that still is on the air. And today, people are celebrating the memory of one of the great Los Angelians, who was on the radio for like 80 years, this guy, Art LeBeau, who passed away at the age of 97. He was on the air until last weekend.
Yeah, he was never off the air, which is probably never exactly what he wanted.
Right, that's what I want. he had you go back to, I was looking at some of the things from his experience in Los Angeles, because he was a one-market guy. He was never any place but L.A. And back in 1958, he started Record Hops and the local TV dance show. The first one aired November 19th, 1958, on KTLA. Gene Autry hired him to do the dance show. So who remembers, who was even around in 1958?
Wasn't he syndicated, though? I thought he did, like,
for a
syndicated,
while.
Yeah,
yes.
Oldies Request Show.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, it was on Sunday night. I'm trying to remember the call letters, the station. It was the station.
Was
he lived in Palm Springs.
Killer Oldies.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yep. Yep. Mr. Oldies But Goodies. He was now, he's gone to rock and roll heaven. Remember that song of the Righteous Brothers? If you believe, yeah, you know that song, right?
Which one?
Rock and Roll Heaven. If you believe, huh? James, find the Righteous Brothers.
Or just
Rock and Roll Heaven. Well, it's better if you listen to Bobby Hatfield sing it than listening to me sing it. If you believe in forever. Yeah, wait for a second. Just cool your jets.
For a minute you were starting it. I thought you were singing.
If you believe in forever.
Magic.
No, that's more up tempo or upbeat. But I bet a lot of people who are listening to this program, I'm looking at the story of the first woman to ever be a disc jockey. A lot of people think it was in the big city, and it was, WMAQ. Nancy Turner was the first one. You look at some of these old-time disc jockeys and the names, Lee Sherwood, Terry Stevens, Charlie O'Neill, Fred Sanders. You don't find stuff. It worked. It was so, it was listening to these guys, and I think who's in Los Angeles anymore since Charlie Tune is gone? That actually, I guess Gary Bryan maybe, but do we have
Shotgun
local?
Shotgun Tom has a
Shotgun
lot
Tom. Yeah, he's,
yeah,
well, he's on
right.
Sirius now.
Yeah.
Along with
Ryan
Pat St. John. Yeah, yeah, right. All right, so here's, you asked for Rock and Roll Heaven. This is the Righteous Brothers version of that. Crank it up there, Jim. And now you recognize it. Jimi Hendrix.
No.
But you don't recognize this song?
No.
You're kidding. Really?
Sorry.
Oh, come on. No, crank it up, James. And most of the listeners will recognize this song. This is, you should get this song. Your father would be ashamed of you.
Let my fire remember to light away.
Jimmy Morrison.
Place to burn.
is so typical of 1980s rock, this song. And the Righteous Brothers so performed it to a T. They epitomized what was, in my mind, the best sort of sound. A lot of the noise that came out of the 80s, and for that matter, the 70s, but more of it out of the 80s, as we sort of transitioned into whatever the newer sound was. I don't mean to sound like some old fogey, now I know I'm sounding like my father.
I was going to say, I don't mean to sound like an old fogey, but I'm going to do it just for a minute.
This rock and roll is here to stay. It'll never die. I remember playing that. The first thing I ever played on the air in 1965 was the McCoys' Hang On Sloopy. That was the first thing I ever, when I cracked a microphone and actually announced something on the air, that was the beginning. And so it's gone on from then. And I've met and worked with, I'm going to...
Uh-oh, are we going to do a water work?
Well, I am, because Jim Bohannon is going to be done this week. Mm. And, he's a great friend, and I know what's going on with him, and it makes me sad. Because he's really, in terms of being one of the strongest broadcasters, never mind his voice, but he's so smart, and he's had such a wonderful career since he started in Missouri as a big gangly kid when he was, I think, 16, 17, 18 years old, and he still has that voice, but unfortunately he doesn't really have that voice anymore. And so he had treatments last year and...
What's going on with them, for those of us who don't know?
He has throat cancer, esophageal cancer, and I think it's stage 4.
Oh, no.
So,
that's awful.
Yeah.
What caused all that for him?
He was a smoker when he was younger. That I know. I'm one of the few people that came out of that era that didn't smoke Cools and drink gargle with razor blades. And so, they're just is that kind of stuff that's what got what's his face in New York? I'm trying to remember now who it was. But there have been a lot of people that have gone down that road. But Jim is such a wonderful guy, a swell person. And he's being replaced by, and I have to say that I don't know the kid, but I looked at his resume, and he's just another right-wing, more of the same. Jim, I knew his politics because I knew him well. I know him well, but you didn't really know his politics. You kind of did, but you didn't. You know what I mean? And it wasn't all about politics. Now, what Westwood One has done is go down the same street, the easy street, to have some right-wing kid go on the air and espouse the same stuff that Mark Levin does and everybody else. Jimmy was unique. He was himself. He had the ability with great guests to get the best out of him. He was a protege of Larry King's, and in fact, he was Larry King's substitute. He started Jimmy's 30 years. Yeah, when Larry King, when Larry King was doing that shift, and then when Jim was doing his weekend show, and he was filling in for Larry, and then when Larry went strictly on television, and I have a hard time believing this, but it was 30 years ago, Jim took over the night spot on Mutual at that time, and it became Westwood One, and has been on it ever since. So. Very, just a wonderful human being. Anybody that listens, you can kind of tell by listening to people, I think, what they're about. Don't you think? I mean, at this point, there's so few of the originals or so few people on the air who actually you get to know, and it's not all about politics. It's about, okay, what's going on in the world? What do we need to talk about? What matters to you? And strangely enough, politics isn't the only thing that matters to people. As a matter of fact, most of the surveys suggest that politics is way behind things like, how do I take care of my family? What do you do, you know, in cases, you know, there's where can we be a help? That's why I do so many sort of general, the old, what people call the old full-service morning radio programs. That's really what this is on a national scale, with all the information about food and how to fix your house and how to take care of your pet and how to feel better and what do you do for entertainment, that kind of stuff. It's just, I think there's a, and we have 418 stations, so somebody thinks it's a good idea. Anyway, I'd started this with a thought about Art LeBeau and to talk about Jim a little bit.
And for Jimbo, too.
Exactly. Yep. Okay. So here we have the hot sauce known as Texas Pete. Do you know Texas Pete?
Sure. It's got a cult following.
Right. So a guy who lives in L.A., leave it to somebody in L.A., named Philip White is suing them because he found... What?
Because it was too hot?
No. Well, that's...
Because that's very L.A.
That'd be part of it. Yeah,
right. It burned my tongue.
Right. Yeah, right. That is very L.A. No, this guy found out that the Texas Pete hot sauce is made in North Carolina.
Oh, boy.
So he says they misrepresented themselves.
Liars.
Right. So he's... he bought his at a Ralph's store. How much does it cost? How much does Texas Pete hot sauce talk? $3 or $4 for a bottle of it?
Yeah, or maybe a little more because of the label. But yeah, not too
much. The plaintiff stated in the filing that the look of the hot sauce adorns the packaging and labeling with Texas imagery. And that's fakery. The Lone Star State flag is on the bottle.
But then you start going down a slippery slope. I mean, no offense to, like, Land O'Lakes or, like, one of the... I mean, do you think that your butter's coming from a nature stream? No. It's
no.
From a factory somewhere.
Right, exactly. So why is a hot sauce made in North Carolina named Texas Pete, you ask?
Yeah.
Back in 1929, a North Carolinian named Sam Garner and his sons, one of them was nicknamed Pete, trying to come up with a brand name for a hot sauce they'd created. And that's where Texas, it's on the website. It's not like it was a secret. You know, if you had Mexican...
about crazy things.
If you had Mexican... Is this guy going to sue because Mexican Joe isn't really a Mexican?
Right.
Okay, friend, help yourself. 18 after the hour.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apple, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato.
Papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
We'll be right back.
T Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
So if you're looking to lose weight and improve the health of your teeth, Doug, limiting your intake of soda and other sugary soft drinks, it just may do the trick. This is a new study that links sugary drinks to two common health problems in American adults, tooth decay and obesity, suggesting the two could be related.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 after the hour. Doug's Good Day. Jennifer Horn is here. Say happy birthday to Mick Arch, to Tim Jackson, to Mark Baggio, among others. Listening to
say that again. What just happened to your mouth?
Mark Baggio.
Baggio,
yes. That's what your father sounds like after he's got a couple of glasses of wine in him. Mark Baggio. That's it. Okay, let's get to some of the social media. The trending things, Doug's Dirt includes a story about Kanye West, once again, who is no stranger to controversy, kind of a little off the mainstream. He was promoting his ideas to the folks at Adidas. It's kind of a bizarre business move. He played a porno film for the executives. The five-man gathering was filmed, and it included a 30-minute YouTube video entitled Last Week. And you can see the footage of the get-together, and Kanye is there with a couple of his henchmen, with the Adidas executives. They're in a semicircle in a room looking at the screen. The meeting began with Kanye holding his phone horizontally in front of the businessmen, and the video was playing. After a couple of seconds, one of the men said, "Is this porn?" Kanye said, "Yeah." He continued to hold the phone close to their faces. "Come on, guys." One of them finally said, he moved Kanye's arm away from him. The point of the X-rated film was to draw a parallel, Kanye said, between its plot and his business dealings with the activewear community. Wow. He's concerned about manufacturing and distribution of his Yeezy brand. I've never seen anything But other than the, what was it, White Lives Matter? I don't know.
There's
that
a lot. People buy his brand. He does. Yeah, it is they successful.
Do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is there about it other than him being a crackpot that attracts people to wear this stuff? Why is it different than everybody else's?
Probably nicely designed or he's got a good design style. Look, he's back and forth. You know, I mean, he's all over the place, but he also is very creative. And I think, I mean, the line is not designed to be marketed to you or to me. So, I don't know. That's why we probably don't have Yeezy, but a lot of people do. And he's very successful. And a lot of companies want to work with him. I don't know if they still do, because he's been so vocal about airing out all the dirty laundry. I mean, there are no secrets.
Oh, my God.
People are sending him text messages, and he is putting them up online and just airing it all out, which in some ways, I guess, is refreshing, and in other ways, you're probably scared to deal with him.
Yeah. Well, I think I still go back to when Obama said he was a jackass. I always thought that was kind of the whole, that epitomized who he was and what he was all about. But yet, he's clever. And he's interesting, and after all, we're talking about him. We have for the past 3 minutes.
Yeah. So he's doing something right, I guess.
Right, exactly. He's got it all covered. All right, so that's the update on Kanye West. His kid is Northwest, right? One of the kids is Northwest, I think, if I remember.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have an East Coaster. All right, anyway, enough of this. 28 past the hour.
I'm Andy Solomon. Auto Trader recently published 5 reasons electric cars are best in 2023, and then released 5 reasons gasoline-powered cars are best in 2023. So what's really the best? Brian Moody, executive editor for Auto Trader, is here to sort it out for us.
Let's start with gasoline.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A conservative group run by former top Trump officials is proposing a formal U.S. declaration of war on Mexican cartels and to shut down legal ports of entry based on estimates of illegal immigrant crossings. The paper by the Center for Renewing America is being unveiled 1 month before the midterms elections, as Republicans seek to stop Biden's open border policy and stop the free flow of the killer drug fentanyl into our country. President Biden has promised Ukraine the United States will provide the country with additional advanced air systems after Russia launched missiles against multiple cities in Ukraine, including the capital of Kyiv, on Monday that killed 14 civilians. An emergency meeting is being set up by the Group of Seven to discuss support for Ukraine and how to hold Russia accountable for the attacks. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Good day show.
Here's something that's fairly unusual. A pilot for Southwest is suing the company. I'm chuckling because of the reason that she's suing Southwest. Co-pilot exposed himself in the cockpit. Ooh, bad choice of words. Okay, well, in the front part of the airplane, right? What do they call it? Why do they call it the cockpit? Does anybody know the answer to that?
That is a good question, but this guy took it a little bit too literally.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back to the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn. Jay is out for another day or two dealing with her COVID. I just told her to cool it. Cool your jets. Just take it. A day at a time. That's with that stuff, that's all you can do anyway. So, you know, it's going to work or it's not going to work one way or the other. Here's an 8-year-old boy who's been honored, Jennifer, with the Hero Award for saving a classmate from choking on a chicken nugget.
Oh, good for him.
This is in Oklahoma. A youngster, the chicken nugget day. They probably won't have that anymore.
Have to cancel that.
Lakeview Elementary School in Norman, Oklahoma. The children love having the music teacher there give them chicken nuggets for whatever the reason. Anyway,
that's really weird.
Lunchtime, yeah, I know it. A third grader, Cashton York, began choking on his food. And it was, you know, you look at this and you think, my God, it's got to be the worst nightmare you could possibly imagine. So Garrett Brown leapt into action, administered the Heimlich maneuver. This is the youngster who's 8 years old. He knows how to do the Heimlich. Good for him.
Good for
him. See, that's a practical thing to teach youngsters.
For sure.
Right? So he was honored with the Hero Award at a special assembly yesterday. You can see some of the footage online. Youngster, you know, at 8 years old, what are you, you're not thinking about anything other than, what is an 8 year old? He doesn't think about fame, fortune.
Chicken nuggets.
I'm just telling
about chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets. Right. That's what my Miles is thinking about chicken nuggets. He loves chicken nuggets. So, and he'll be eight in December. So he's right. I was thinking about that. He's going to be eight in December. I'm wondering about him and the Heimlich, whether I have to ask Megan whether he knows how to do the Heimlich or not, or whether anybody there. I'm pretty sure it's a great idea.
I'm sure Megan and Matthew know how, because usually first-time parents, and they are to the T, good parents, right?
Yeah,
they will
right.
go through first aid classes and stuff like that.
Well, it's also good for when you're a school, if you're a college professor, who knows what the kids get into.
But, I mean, I think it's a great idea to have young kids learn first aid like that. What a great skill. Right. I mean...
Okay, that is good.
Why not teach it, actually, in schools? That could be something usable.
And very usable. Okay, so for the latest from Los Angeles, City of Angels, we turn to correspondent Jennifer Horn now, who's going to give us an update
on
the City Council.
Hold on, I'm eating my popcorn.
Okay, here we go.
I started my show in Los Angeles yesterday by saying, all right, pop your popcorn, everybody, because they're going to turn on each other and start eating their own. And sure enough. So the City Council in Los Angeles is made of 15 people.
Yeah.
And they're all Democrats. There's not a Republican among them.
Really? What a shock.
I know. And so the president of the City Council, who, by the way, just for point of reference, is one step away from becoming mayor, because if the mayor steps down, which in our case, Eric Garcetti was going to go to India if his ambassadorship had been approved, one step away from the mayor's seat, because they would be the next person in line. There was an audio recording with someone from the L.A. Labor Federation, I think his name was Ron Herrera, that was released over the weekend by the L.A. Times, involving Nuri Martinez, the president of the City Council.
Listen
Kevin
to these
DeLeon,
names, folks. All American.
Well, it is important because of what I'm going to say. So Kevin De Leon, who is a councilman and has been, he ran for Senate against Feinstein. I mean, he's a pretty heavy player, a heavy hitter in California politics. And then Gil Cedillo. So these three members of the City Council, along
They're
with the labor
parents.
Union guy, are all sitting on a phone call together or in a meeting, but somehow the audio gets recorded. It gets hacked and leaked out from the L.A. Labor Federation. This guy has now resigned. And on this audio, they're talking about another member of the City Council, Mike Bonin, who I have no love for him, but he's gay. He's adopted a boy, a young boy, as you know, his son is black and like 2 years old, like a little guy. And so they're talking about how awful he was and that Mike Bonin's raising him like a white kid and he needs a beat down. They called him a monkey. They called him all kinds of disparaging things in Spanish. And then they turned their focus onto Koreatown. And they were talking about Koreans being little, small, dark people, and that the president of the City Council wondered
in the
what
world of
they
the most politically correct state, so they think, or so
well,
one thinks.
What insults me is that these same people call Republicans racist, yet they're the ones who are acting like this behind closed doors. And so there are many things to be concerned about. One is that they're saying these racist things. Two, that this hour-long conversation was about redistricting the city council districts last year, and they're trying to redistrict them out of the control of blacks. They didn't want too many black people in each of these districts. So then you have this race war between the Latino members of the city council and the black members. That's number two. And then the fact that the labor union is involved on this phone call, heard saying, I want to keep you three in power, so what do we need to do that?
Great.
It's not only racist, but it also is very demonstrative of the corruption in the swamp that has taken over the L.A. City Council. So it's
and not
bad
just
on
L.A.,
all
over the country.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. The swamp.
Well, now she stepped down as president, but
yeah,
the
good.
Calls for all three of these people to resign are getting louder and louder by the minute.
Good.
People
yeah.
are really on them for having this conversation, and they should. This is totally inappropriate. And had anybody else delivered these messages, they would have been already put
excoriated.
In woke prison. Exactly.
Right, yeah. That's a, ooh, woke prison. That's a great. I didn't know the. That's let's write
that
one down.
That up.
Woke prison. Good though. Woke prison. All right, let's talk about religion. Let's get away from politics.
Yeah, let's talk about something.
Talk about religion.
Politics, religion. Everything else your grandmother told you to avoid.
The United Methodist Synod, SYNOD. You know what a synod is?
Tell me.
It's an organ. It's when the group, many of the organizers, if you will, in this case, a lot of ministers, they get together every year and they have sort of a confab. And lately, the United Methodists have had a large schism. Is that a right word? They're now
the
Protestant religion came out of the Catholic religion. And it's called Protestantism because they were protesters, the likes of Martin Luther and others. So we have in the Protestant religion, we have various sects, S-E-C-T-S. We have Congregationalists. I came up as a Congregationalist. We have the Evangelical and Reforms. Reformed, you have the Presbyterians, you got the Lutherans, you've got the Methodists, you've got the Church of England. Why can I not? You understand. There's a whole bunch of different groups, and now the United Methodists are fighting with each other. So there are 300 congregations that are about to quit the denomination and start their own methodology, if you will. And they are upset. It's interesting to look at the flashpoints here, Jennifer, as to why they. It has nothing to do with Jesus. It has nothing to do with God. It has to do with diversity.
Let me guess.
Much as anything else.
Probably, right.
It really is politics. Mm-hmm. And you know, so many. That's what brings me around. I was on 60 Minutes on Sunday. What's his face?
Anderson Cooper.
Thank you. Anderson Cooper is interviewing a minister and trying to get him to admit that most religionists, most of the right-wing religionists are big Trump supporters. That was all about Trump. It's all about religion. And it was so skewed, nauseated me. And he just basically nauseates me anyway. But at any rate, there is this focus now on American religion. The religious landscape has become polarized and politicized. So a lot of the major Protestant denominations, excuse me, are having, you know, this business about faith and quietly explaining what you're worshiping and, you know, the social services. That was one of the things I enjoyed, the things that we did as a high school group to help others who needed help. I think that's part of what church is supposed to be all about. In my mind, mainline denominations should have nothing to do with politics. You know what? Just keep Episcopalians, who are what I was thinking about a minute ago, Church of England. Keep your stuff to yourself. But they're starting. It's kind of like the reason I brought this up is because it sort of sounds like the city council meeting where these people are trying to protect their own, if you will. They want everybody to look like them. And so there's a fuss in the Methodists as to whether or not the minorities should be welcomed. I mean, it's pretty, in this day and age, they're debating the minority status,
unusual
sexuality,
right.
Theology, you know, all of this stuff. In a time when you'd think that the world needs to get together, these people are finding, like so many other groups reasons for them to be apart.
But don't you think that's by design? I mean, this is what woke. Okay, so woke culture in the name of diversity has separated us. When I like what I'm going to say, like if I said all lives matter instead of Black Lives Matter, that is somehow a racist statement.
Yeah,
even
it is.
It's
yeah,
what
it's
I believe,
craziness.
Right?
Yeah, me
or
too.
When I was a kid, you looked at everybody like. I mean, my mom always taught me not to see skin color. That you just look at everybody as a person.
Yep, me too.
And as an individual. But yet now that is racist to say.
I didn't
that
even. That wasn't taught. That
you.
I just learned it. I just.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of what you just did. Like everybody's the same, and you know you have differences on the outside, but everybody's a person on the inside. And now it blows my mind that that is somehow racist, and that we have to see people's skin color so that we can know their background. Like everybody of the same. Like my whiteness is shared with your whiteness, and someone else's blackness is shared with other person's blackness. We've all got our individual struggles, but you can't recognize it anymore. So I think this push towards wokeness has actually created more division because everybody's just looking at the outside.
That's the exact reason I told you this story. I'm sure there are a lot of Methodists who are listening, and they're maybe they don't even know what's going on. But their group, it's the United Methodist Church now versus the Wesleyan Covenant Association. That's what they knew, because Wesley was the founder of the titular founder of the Methodist Church. The titular founder of the Methodist
Church. I just like that.
I know. You like to hear that. Yes. Okay. Anyway, so that's what's going on. You got any news from Scientology?
It's titular.
Los Angeles is the headquarters of all of the, right, Scientology.
It's part of our mayor's race, actually. Rick Caruso is running for mayor against Karen Bass, who's a congresswoman, has her speaking glowing things about the Church of Scientology, and he's using it against her, and it actually seems to be working, which is strange.
So, Danny Masterson, why do I remember him?
He was on that Seventies Show, wasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, he's being charged in a rape case that's being heard in Los Angeles. And it's because they're putting Scientology, because he's a Scientologist, on trial with him. I think that's a kind of a stretch. 48 passed on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwhayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The answer is Y-E-S. Yes. It's Dr. Jack Stockwell here on the Good Day Health program, and the focus is on fish and brain food. Not that this is news to you, Jack E. Jackson Stockwell. Jack is a yes, nuclear chiropractor, by the way. Practices at his own clinic in Salt Lake City. People come from all over the country. Yours truly is one of them to get the NUCA treatment, to get your shoulders, your neck, everything is all there. It's all focused on the energy that goes through your neck. And Jack is a master. He's a miracle worker when it comes to that. But he also has, in the clinic, a lot of helpful ways for you to address where you are. He has developed, he and his wife Mary, who also is in the clinic, have developed the long life energy enzymes that are fabulous for the reasons that enzymes are important. We all need to have that stuff to make our systems work. So there's that and other things that you can get, including some of the standard process. He and I were just talking about some of the oils, the evening primrose oil, this cod liver oil, this tuna oil. But now here comes the story about mackerel and, in general, omega-3 fatty acids. What they were found in a study of 2,183 dementia and stroke-free participants, the higher the omega-3 index, the better the hippo, whatever it is in your brain. What do they call that?
Hippocampus.
Yeah, that him. That's it, too. Yes, the hippocampus.
Yeah, the hippocampus.
Yeah, that's the role. That's your learning center. That's your memory center. So if you got lots
of
omega-3.
It's also your emotional center.
Is it?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
Huh. So what is that? If you have a lot of omega-3s, are you less emotional or more emotional?
How's that work? Your brain can better handle the curveballs that are thrown at it.
Ah, okay. So omega-3, anyway.
Yeah. It's surprising to a lot of people that your brain, by weight, is more than half fat.
Yes.
And the important fats that are in the brain are the EPA and DHA. Essential fatty acids that your body will not make these things. Most of the fatty acids your body needs for energy and neurotransmitter activity and everything else your body will make. But there's some it will not make. Mm-hmm. And the omega-3s it doesn't make. It must come in through the diet. And what Mother Nature has delivered to us is a wonderful delivery system for omega-3s in the sense of deep ocean fish.
And macros, so then,
mackerel is one of them.
Last week, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and I were talking about a study. I may have brought it up with you as well. The business about taking supplements because they don't do as much as eating the fish. And so the conclusion of the study, which was probably paid for by the Mackerel Association of America or some group like that, is that you shouldn't take any omega-3 capsules, supplements. You should just eat the fish. And I objected to that. Anyway, go ahead. What's your thought?
Well, it all omega-3 fatty acids are very fragile.
Yes.
Just direct light will break them down, let alone heat.
So is that why I have a lot of gas? Because I take 3 or 4 of these a day.
No, that's your gallbladder.
Huh.
And your ability to produce enough bile to break down the fat. The number one, bile has a lot of functions, but the number one function of bile from your gallbladder when you eat something is to emulsify the fat. And emulsify means
split it up.
Just making the fat particles small enough that it can mix with water and get through the digestive system. And when it's not functioning to the level it should, it's going to hang around behind and it's going to sour up a little bit, and that's where the gas and the fishy burps and all that stuff comes from.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the fault of the fat.
So Standard Process has a tuna, it has a cod liver oil, it has the evening primrose. What else it would fit into the omega-3 category?
Well, black currant seed.
Ah, right.
Black currant seed, and then of course the Linum B6 and a few others. But all oils have omega-3 and 6 and 9. Just like olive oil. Olive oil is mostly omega-9 oil, but there's 3 and 6 in there.
Mm-hmm.
And cod liver oil, that is mostly where we get our vitamin A and vitamin D from an animal source, also has all 3 in a 9. The omega-3s that we're talking about, like the evening primrose and some of these others, are higher in 3. So it depends on what you're after. But all animal oils have all of the 3, 6, and 9.
Check out Jack's podcast, all the Good Day Health Show podcasts available at gooddayhealthshow.com. 59 past.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.